And that means it is time for sports. And that means it's time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Now, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. I told you you'd win a tournament. And
oh, what are you talking about?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Okay, that's right up there with my Rice Krispies are soggy.
Well, it should be because you said he'd never win a tournament.
All right, let's talk about real sports.
No. Hang on a second here, Mike. Hang on.
I'll hang up.
No, don't hang up. Now, come on. Now, you blasted him, and I'm just going to give him equal time here because
he won one tournament in 5 years. Okay, let's coronate him king again.
No, it's more than that. He finished.
Oh, it's more than that. Yeah, okay, good.
He finished in the top 10 all year long in every tournament he had, top five in 90% of the tournaments. He's a second-ranked golfer this year, and he's 40 years old. So give him a little credit where credit's due. Come on. Just a little credit. No. Okay. Well, all right. So now we'll move on to other sports things. You won't give him credit. The other 40-year-old didn't fare so well last night in Sunday Night Football.
Well, it's got nothing to do with him being 40 years old. It has to do with that the NFL is just trash. Nothing more than that. I mean, if anybody can try to explain to me how the Lions, who got manhandled by the Jets, beat New England 26-10, how Jacksonville lost to Tennessee 9-6 at home, and how Buffalo got beat Minnesota 27-6 in Minnesota. I'm interested. Somebody please explain it to me.
Another thing that does need explanation is this call where now if you lower your helmet and you hit the quarterback, it's considered roughing the quarterback. There has been so many great sacks on quarterbacks this year that have been called roughing the passer that everybody, and I mean everybody, former players, current players, TV analysts, you name it, has said this is absolutely insane. With this last rule, they've taken a football out of football.
I was home yesterday afternoon early for a while, and I was bored, so I put the Red Zone on. And I watched it for like 10 minutes, and now I know why I don't watch football anymore. Not only the call you're talking about, there was a call in the Washington-Green Bay game where Adrian Peterson was clearly not even in the end zone, and they called it a touchdown on the field. And because they called it a touchdown on the field now, this is the logic of the NFL. We would like to stand behind the calls that were made on the field. So you got replay. You know it's wrong, but because that was the call made on the field and we don't want to hurt the 87-year-old referee's feelings, we're staying with it. The league is trash. It's garbage. It's the WWE personified. And if you watch it, God bless you. And if you take it seriously, I have the name of a doctor for you. It's junk. It's just junk. You can't watch this. You can't watch it.
And my last comment on the NFL for Garoppolo, I feel so bad for that guy.
That's part of the game.
I know it is. It is part of the game, but you still feel sorry when it's a non-hitting injury is pretty amazing.
It was a non-hitting injury?
Yeah, he was going out of bounds, and he tried to cut back. And that's when the knee gave way.
Was it grass or turf?
What do they have out in San Francisco?
They were playing in Kansas City yesterday.
Then it's turf, I think. Then it's turf.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I really don't. I didn't see any parts of that game in the 10 minutes I had the Red Zone on. But, you used to hear all the time the injuries in Philadelphia because of the bad turf they had there. But I don't know if Kansas City's grass or turf. But if it was a non-contact injury, that's a shame. That's not expected.
No. Didi Gregorius, more woes for the Yankee, probably out for the rest of the season.
It sounds like he's done. Was that on? Did he get hurt on the play when he slid home Saturday night?
I'm not sure, but
they said he was sliding.
Yeah.
And I was of course watching baseball all weekend, and there was a play at the plate where he really didn't even have to slide to win the game on Saturday. If that was how he got hurt, man, that's a shame because It was a meaningless play at the plate where there wasn't even a throw, and the Yankees wound up winning the game. He just slid to like highlight the Hollywood drama of them winning a play-in game. I don't understand what was so important about that. We knew a month ago that was going to happen. But if that was why he got hurt, that's a shame. And without him, they have no chance.
No chance at all. No chance at all. You're absolutely right. And by the way, speaking about no chance, the Yankees and the A's have not been burning it up the last 10 games. They're both 5-5 heading into the end of the season, and that is just simply terrible baseball. Tampa Bay is 7-3. They've been playing much better baseball than those two teams.
And the problem is they're 10 games behind both of them.
Yeah, well, they're 7 games now behind Oakland, but they're out of it. But the Yankees and Oakland just seem to be cruising into the stupid playoff game. And, anyways, I won't go into it anymore.
Well, if you can't compare the two teams because it's about $100 million in payroll between the two of them. But I had a piece of paper, and I can't find it. I did a little bit of work yesterday because I was so bored. And I did the stats between Yelich, Ozuna, and Stanton. And money-wise, Stanton is the lowest of the three of the people that the Marlins got rid of last year. Yelich is probably going to win the MVP in the National League. Ozuna's stats are very, very comparable to Stanton. The difference is that Stanton it makes $25 million, and Ozuna and Yelich make $6 and $7 million. So those are some pretty good ball players that Miami got rid of last year. And let me see, what are the Marlins this year? Oh, 62-93. They couldn't use those players, could they?
All right. So how did we do with our picks yesterday?
We sucked. What did you think?
I know.
We both went 1-2. We both lost with Minnesota. You won with the Bears. I won with the Eagles. And I lost with Jacksonville. And you lost with New England.
Unbelievable.
Better off just putting a name in a hat and pulling it out.
Okay, let's go to the kitty litter bin for Monday Night Football.
The kitty litter bin is even bamboozled now.
That's right. Well, we'll go to it anyway. Now, it's Pittsburgh against Tampa Bay. I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Pittsburgh against Tampa Bay. So we got to do a double reverse here. you automatically would pick Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But with the way things are going, you should take Tampa. So now they want you to take Tampa, so you have to go back and take Pittsburgh. So I'm taking Pittsburgh, and you're taking Tampa.
That's it.
I'm doing the double reverse on the. This is the way you got to think of the NFL. You got to think of the obvious, go the other way, and then go the other way again.
All right, that's our pick.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
I know, it really is.
How does Buffalo beat Minnesota 27-7?
I have no idea.
How?
I absolutely no idea.
Total ineptness.
And yesterday,
and Detroit beats New England?
And yesterday, Eli Manning goes 24 for 29 for 297 yards, no interceptions, and one touchdown.
That was the Who Cares Bowl already. 2-0-2 teams. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Hey, Mike.
Huh?
Go Tiger.
Detroit Tigers.
That's all right. Goodbye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports.